this is Honest Homeopathy, where we are empowering mamas everywhere to care for their families. The information in this podcast is to be used for educational purposes only. The suggestions here should not replace the advice of your medical doctor. I am not a physician, nor am I prescribing or making healthcare decisions for you. Welcome back to Honest Homeopathy. I hope everyone had a great weekend, and I want to say thank you to everyone who tuned into last week's episode where we talked about the top remedies for coughs. I hope you took some notes and stored that remedy knowledge away in your mind for any future incidents that you or your family might have. Before I get into today's episode, I want to say a quick thank you to everyone who listens faithfully to my podcast every week. If you have any questions about this or past episodes, or if you have a homeopathy story to share, please feel free to reach out to me at honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com. I'm not a doctor or a certified homeopath. I'm a mama who is passionate about homeopathy and caring for my family. While using homeopathy, I've seen amazing results, and I enjoy sharing the knowledge I have learned with others. Thank you again to everyone who listens and for learning and growing with me. This week, I want to share something a little different to get started. I want to talk about an important subject in homeopathy. It's something that some people are afraid of, but today I hope to explain the subject in a little more detail and hopefully relieve any worry you might have. Today, we are going to talk about provings and aggravations within the world of homeopathy. Before I begin, I want to give a little disclaimer concerning the subject matter that we are going to talk about today. I am going to give a very big picture overview. There is a lot more a person can learn and dig into concerning this subject matter, but I just want to introduce my listeners to the subject, make you aware of it, and then you can continue your study and education from there. I've had several listeners message me this week and just tell me that they appreciate my podcast because it's a great introduction to homeopathy and that it's perfect for moms who are just getting started on their journey. This feedback just really blessed me because this is absolutely my goal in this podcast. I know it might not be graduate level homeopathy knowledge that I'm sharing, but my hope is that it gives you a basic knowledge and understanding of this amazing medicine and that it really motivates and inspires you to go learn more and dig for yourself. Okay, so with that disclaimer, let's take a 30,000 feet view of what proving and aggravations are in homeopathy. So a proving is an important aspect of homeopathy. When a proving is intentional, it is when a substance is given to a healthy person to be able to observe what types of symptoms that substance causes in the person. So this is done so that we can know what remedies can help which types of symptoms. So when a healthy person takes a substance and a proving occurs, all of this data is like meticulously recorded, and this information is what can actually be found in a homeopathy book called a Materia Medica. As we've talked about before, the law of homeopathy is the law of similars. So when a substance causes a symptom in a healthy person, that same substance has the ability to aid in healing that same symptom in a sick person. A proving can also happen when a remedy is taken incorrectly. So maybe the remedy was taken in too high of a dose or too many times, and it's just not the right remedy. The result is that the person will begin to show new symptoms that match that particular remedy that they were taking. Thankfully, provings are not something that you really have to be afraid of. Once you notice a proving, you can just stop taking that particular remedy and the noted symptom will go away on its own. There are ways to antidote the remedy, such as smelling a strong menthol like essential oil, such as peppermint. And there's also other antidotes as well. We might go into those in a future episode. Another situation that can occur when using homeopathy is something called an aggravation. So this is when a symptom that you already have is aggravated or gets worse. So an aggravation can occur for the same reasons we mentioned with a proving, such as the wrong potency, too many doses, etc. The difference with an aggravation is that we recognize that the remedy is actually correct because it had an effect on the original symptom that we are trying to help by taking it. So if you had a headache and you took a remedy, but then you noticed the headache got substantially worse, this would be an aggravation. You are actually noticing a change with the original symptom you took the remedy for, whereas with approving, a completely new symptom would occur. Usually, when we notice an aggravation, it is a good sign. So you can stop the remedy and assess the situation, but usually, after the initial aggravation occurs, the person usually responds well to the remedy and begins to see improvement. Just like with approving, an aggravation isn't something you need to be afraid of. In both situations, you should stop taking the remedy and assess the situation. You don't have to worry about any kind of permanent harm or side effects, which is the wonderful thing about homeopathy. After stopping the remedy, these two types of conditions will pass on their own. I gathered a lot of my information today from a great article written by a homeopath in New Zealand named Esther Ritmeester. I think that's how you pronounce her last name. I will include her link in the show notes. She gives some great examples of provings and aggravations just to help you learn more about the topic. I do hope that by listening to today's episode, you're encouraged to go and study on your own and to do the work to learn even more to take care of yourself and your family. Homeopathy is an investment in your health, and it's one that you won't regret. Welcome back. So, we've taken some time to learn about provings and aggravations in the use of homeopathy. Now, we are going to take an honest look at the homeopathy I've been using in my own home over the past week. Thankfully, this week has been pretty quiet around our house. The only person who had to use a remedy was myself, and I actually had to use it to treat a burn on my forehead, of all things and all places. So, I was curling my hair this week, and I was using my curling iron, and looking back, I'm really not even sure what happened. It just like slipped out of my hand, but was still curled in my hair. So like the hot iron just proceeded to collide with my forehead several times and burn me all over. So I told my husband that I'm just not meant to be girly. It definitely did not feel good, and you could tell the skin was burnt immediately by looking at it. So I took a dose of Cantharis 200, which is a great remedy for burns, and it helped take away a good amount of the initial pain. So we had somewhere we had to go, so I'm like packing the kids up. We got in the car, and I didn't bring my Cantharis 200 with me when we left the house, and I remembered I did have my 30C kit in my diaper bag. So I pulled it out, and I took another dose of Cantharis 30, and it actually made the pain completely go away after that second dose. So I was really thankful to have that remedy kit with me. Honestly, you guys, if I only had homeopathy for burns alone, I would be so thankful. The pain of burns is one of those things that seems to last and last, especially like if you get it on your hands and you're still having to like do things in your kitchen, wash dishes, cook other stuff. It's just painful and just aggravating. But homeopathy is just so awesome, and it is so quick to help bring relief. So I am so thankful. I continued to treat my burn over the next few days. I didn't actually take a remedy, but I put some calendula lotion or cream on it, and I also used some lavender essential oil, and that was just to help with hopefully not having any scarring on my forehead since it's such a prominent place. But I am happy to report that all of the dead skin is now coming off, and I'm almost back to having a normal forehead. So thankful for homeopathy and just the pain relief it brings, but also how it can help our bodies heal quickly and efficiently. Once again, this week, we are so thankful to have homeopathy in our home. I really want everyone to know about this amazing medicine and what it is capable of. Even if it's just one household at a time, I will continue to share homeopathy with others. Every week, when I recall all of the remedies we've used and how it has helped our family, my heart just feels so grateful. And I love being able to share my experiences using homeopathy with all of you and learning about this amazing medicine. I hope you find it beneficial and are encouraged as well. Before I sign off on today's episode, I want to remind all of my listeners of my upcoming homeopathy class starting November 2nd. We will be going through Joette Calabrese's Gateway to Practical Homeopathy course. This is the course that I took at the beginning of my homeopathy journey, and it really just lit a fire in me and made me passionate about learning more. It's a great class to start with to build a strong foundation in your homeopathy knowledge, so I really encourage it. There is still plenty of time to sign up. Our class will begin on November 2nd and will go through the 16th. So usually when I teach the class, I do one lesson a week, but for this session, we will go through the material a little bit quicker so that we can be done before the holidays begin. We will have lessons on Tuesday and Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Each class will last approximately 60 to 90 minutes, and I will stay after class to answer any questions you might have. And if I don't know the answers, we will learn together. So I will share the knowledge I've gained from studying and using homeopathy as my family's primary source of medicine. We'll cover topics such as the history of homeopathy, how remedies are made, Banerjee protocols, great remedies for your kids and your family, so much more. So if you haven't already, you will need to purchase the Gateway to Practical Homeopathy 1 study guide. I will provide the link in the show notes for you to purchase your copy. The instructor fee for my class is normally $50, but for this class, I'm having a special, which I am super excited to tell you guys about. So we are having a Bring a Friend study group special. So if you sign up with a friend, you each will only have to pay $25 a piece. So it's a great deal. So instead of the $50, it's half off for each of you. So you each only have to pay $25. So this means you will receive 5 homeopathy lessons for just $5 a piece. Plus, you get to study with a friend and already have a homeopathy community. So that's pretty awesome. I would love to have as many of my listeners as are interested to join the class. So if you'd like more info, please email me at honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com. I'll send you all of the details to help you get started. Homeopathy is a medicine that is safe, effective, and has zero side effects. This is something that allopathic medicine cannot claim. It has the ability to uproot conditions rather than simply masking symptoms, and having the knowledge of this amazing medicine makes the individual feel empowered to take their health care into their own hands, which is where it should be. This is what I want for you, to learn more about homeopathy and to feel empowered. Again, classes will begin November 2nd, so be sure to sign up now and reserve your spot. Email me at honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com. I hope to see you there. I want to thank everyone for listening to today's episode. If you have any questions about homeopathy or anything I've mentioned in today's episode, or a story you would like to share, please feel free to reach out to me at honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com. If you're enjoying the podcast, I encourage you to take a minute, leave a 5-star review. Whether you are listening on Google, Spotify, or Apple, your reviews really do make a difference to help share this podcast with others. Just a quick recap of today's show. Today we talked about provings and aggravations when using homeopathic medicine. Don't forget to reserve your spot in my upcoming class, and thanks so much for listening. Have a great week. This is Honest Homeopathy. Thank you for listening. Mamas everywhere, I hope you feel empowered to care for your family. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and please leave a review. We have a new podcast coming out every Monday to help you on your journey of homeopathy. I'll see you next time.